There can be no winners in a culture war. Sure, there are moments that feel like big wins, and stoking the fires of conflict can lead to impressive fundraising. But depersonalizing those we disagree with and coming to see them as a faceless enemy is profoundly destructive and profoundly dangerous, regardless of how sincere the convictions that drive the polarization may be. Now, one alternative to the hopeless us-against-them stalemate exists. Meet Matt Stalansky. His recent Washington Post column is titled, "I'm a Gay Rights Activist. I want to give $150,000 to someone who opposes gay marriage." Matt, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, who is it that you want to give $150,000 to?
So the family that we are trying to interface with is the Klein family out of Oregon, who basically has been all over national media as a result of an event that took place a while ago, in which a lesbian couple who had previously worked with a baker for different clients went in and approached the baker and asked them to bake a cake for their wedding. The Kleins refused to bake the cake, citing their religious conviction, stating that they didn't want to send any signal of approval of gay weddings or gay marriage.
What in the world made you consider this approach?
I think we study this thing called apologetics. So the idea of how we communicate our faith, and then the idea of sort of a presuppositional apologetics, how we do that in such a way that it actually gets through to the people that we're trying to get through to. And I think what struck me was that both sides were really just talking past each other here, that Christians are shouting condemnation and saying the same trite phrases, love the sinner, hate the sin, over and over again, without any real consideration of what's actually happening in the community, what people actually think, how that message is actually settling with them.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea kind of came about after the Supreme Court ruled that they were not going to hear any of the cases from the lower courts that had thrown out these individual states' notions of overturning gay marriage bans within those states.
Uh-huh. Are you hopeful that this kind of non-confrontational search for a solution can help challenge the us-against-them mentality that seems to define the culture war?
I think so. I think it's incumbent upon me and other gay Christians to sort of help define this middle ground, right, which is what I've seen as a result of the fundraiser that I started and of this initiative and of an initiative that I'm working with called Evangelicals for Marriage Equality, is that there are very few people actually in this space. There are very few gay people who are trained in bibliology that have sort of the hermeneutical tools that speak Hebrew and Greek that can go into churches and work with pastors and church communities and make things better. And, you know, there are very few gay people that have spoken out that I've heard from who are actively involved in their faith in the gay community. So there's just such a tiny overlap, and frankly, at some point, it falls on us as gay Christians to really kind of bridge this divide, because you're right, it's absolutely us versus them, and the question of how we build a bridge between the two communities is an important one. It's important, Welton, because gay evangelical kids kill themselves at rates 8 times higher than any other at-risk gay youth. And what does the church have to say about that? You know, the church can keep repeating the same trite phrases over and over again about love the sinner, hate the sin. But the gay kids in its body, in this body of Christ, are killing themselves because parents have nothing to say other than hate to their children. And so we're really trying to figure out a way to reach out to Christians from the perspective of homosexuals and say, the messaging isn't working. It's just causing tragedy. How do we start to bridge this divide? It's also fundamentally devaluing gay people as real people, as real whole people, because Christians can once again sit back and say all they want that marriage is a religious institution. But the fact of the matter is that it's also a civil institution. Whether Christians like it or not, there is such thing as civil marriage. And if you're going to offer it to heterosexual people, you must also offer it to gay people. And so I think this confusion that I've seen in the Christian community of what is a marriage and why does that matter from a faith perspective versus a legal or civil perspective is what's driving a lot of this hatred. So if people could just get right in their minds, look, we currently allow Muslims and Jews and people of every creed and kind and color to participate in the civil institution of marriage, though they would not meet the standard of what we believe as Christians, the standard of a Christian marriage would be. But we allow them to be civilly married. We don't protest. We don't get angry when people who don't follow Jesus get married. We're only doing it for this group of people that are homosexual.
Yeah.
And the question is, why can't you just apply the same standard to civil marriage to gay people as you apply to everyone else that doesn't qualify for what you view as the Christian standard for marriage?
Well, that is an approach that I've been commending for a long time, because honestly, the question about support for same-sex marriage in the United States is not a question at all about whether you're a good Christian or Muslim or Jew. It's a question of whether or not you're a good American and wants to see the Constitution apply to everybody.
That's right. And the question is actually also one of faith. What does Christ teach us to do when people disagree with us?
Yeah.
Legislate against them? Tell them we hate them? No, we're talking about a Savior who got on the floor and washed the feet of Judas moments before Judas betrayed him. And Christ knew that was coming. So in what world could we imagine that same Jesus going into the client's bakery today and telling them not to bake a cake for those lesbians? It's an outrage to the teaching of Jesus Christ.
So, Matt, what kind of responses have you received so far since you went public with this idea?
You know, it's been a very wide range. I think both communities actually have had sort of a split response. You see a lot of people who are tired of the anger and frustration and hate and who want to do something and contribute and send a positive message and really start to build these bridges. But you see a lot of people, the gay community feels fairly strongly that I'm helping homophobes, that I'm defending homophobia, and I'm an apologist for homophobia, and that I shouldn't be spending any money helping people that discriminated. I should be taking that money instead and spending it on other things. And from the Christian view, you have this idea that we're heathens and we have, quote unquote, sold out to faggotry and our money is dirty and that I am the father of Satan, someone called me, for trying to use the words and teaching of Christ against other Christians. And this is all just deception and confusion. So you really see the claws start to come out. I think that means that I'm onto something here. I think that means we're doing the thing that Christ taught us, that Martin Luther King so preached about in his time, which is in the very moment that you can destroy your enemy, you don't do it, because we're not in the business of destroying people. We don't want to see people suffer. We just want to see the erosion of evil systems, and we just want to see the erosion of hatred and a better, happier, healthier world in which all Americans can live as they wish to live.
Yeah. Earlier in this interview, you mentioned Evangelicals for Marriage Equality. Matt, I know you're on the board of advisors for this new nonprofit, working with our friend Brandon Robertson of the Revangelical Movement. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with Evangelicals for Marriage Equality.
Well, our big initiative right now, and I hope everyone would be willing who's listening to help us out with this, is we're trying to have this topic of civil marriage equality for gay people brought up in the Southern Baptist Convention. And we're just a few hundred signatures short. So what we're asking people to do is go to our website at evangelicalsforequality.com and sign our petition, which basically just says that you're raising your voice with us, that you'd like for the topic to be brought to discussion, simply that. These are the types of interventions that we're trying to create, which is really just the space for dialogue, not forcing anything down anyone's throat, but really just going into evangelical spaces and bringing up this theme of civil marriage equality.
The conference of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention is coming up right away, next week, as a matter of fact. The gathering of signatures is taking place right now. A deadline is October 27th. That is this coming Monday. So, Matt, tell our listeners why it is so important for them to sign on to this statement by Monday, please.
It's important because it's time for the Christian faith, for the Church of Jesus Christ, to recognize the full identity of all Christians. And it's time that we take the teachings of Jesus Christ and live them out, which is to love our neighbor as ourselves without asking the question of do they deserve it or not. The question is not one of merit. We don't love people because they deserve it. We love people because Christ loved us first without merit. And so in that vein, we're asking all Christians, and especially at this moment, Southern Baptists, to come to the table with us and have a conversation about what that looks like and about how we treat people equally as fellow citizens of a country. Could I quickly add,
yes.
If you'd like to support the initiative in supporting sending a message of love in the face of discrimination to the Klein family, we'd ask that you go to rally.org/this-is-love.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's rally.org/this-is-love. And there you can either send a message of support or love to the Klein family, tell them that you're praying for them and their children, or you can actually make a donation if that's something that you'd be interested in prayerfully considering.
Thank you. I'm glad you added that. Matt Stilansky is a member of the advisory board for the new nonprofit Evangelicals for Marriage Equality. We'll link to the website from stateofbelief.com. Matt's recent Washington Post column is titled, "I'm a Gay Rights Activist. I Want to Give $150,000 to Someone Who Opposes Gay Marriage." Matt, thanks to you for being with us on State of Belief today and being so aggressive in getting out this message.
Thank you so much, and peace and grace, and many thanks to you and all of your listeners for hearing me out.